Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
03833.
Okay, 08333.
Yes, 03833.
Okay, 03833. Okay, thank you. Okay, and one moment, please. And if you would also please provide your first and last name.
Suzanne Coombs.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And one moment, please, while I access your account. Okay, I'm still accessing information. And if you would also please provide your email, not your email, for security purposes, verify your address, please.
secoombs62@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. If you would also, for security purposes, please verify your address.
33 Hayes Park, Exeter, New Hampshire.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And I have gotten an account located that is showing your first and last name as well as your address, and it is showing the email as well. I've gotten an account pulled up that shows that you're calling about the Bytes Hub app. It's a
the meal what app?
It's called Bytes Hub. It's a meal app.
No, I don't even know what the hell that is. This here is into the fraud people from my bank. They're the ones that called me. And I told them I had no idea what this says. And it says Fab Fit Lifestyle.
Yes, ma'am, that's probably a merchant name. But what it shows is that there was, in most cases, it's a completion of a survey. Some people say they don't complete a survey, but it shows a contest was entered, and it shows a Dyson vacuum was offered as the item that was on the page. Bytes of Millet was in the terms and conditions. And that was done today.
Okay, this is the mother of God, you guys. What's this $59.89 if it's the Dyson? All I had to do was pay $5 for shipping.
No, ma'am. That was just to connect you with the transaction that was done. This is for Bytes Hub Meal App. That's what the $59.89 is.
No.
It was
no way. I don't want that. I didn't accept that. And that better be returned to my account immediately. Immediately.
Okay,
and as I say, it's already in the fraud with my banking. Now I have to go down and get an all new, brand new card.
Okay, ma'am. On the recorded line, when you're ready, I have the cancellation confirmation for the Bytes Hub app.
All right, you are canceling this right now, right?
I canceled the subscription.
Subscription? Holy
yes, ma'am.
Crap.
This would have been a monthly subscription.
No way. No way. No way. All right. What is the number, confirmation number that it's been canceled?
Okay. That is the letter C as in cancel. 920-630-481.
481. Now, I'm going to have to wait. This here will come out immediately because I've got to go get my a brand new card. They've already put a block on it. So I have to get a brand new card.
Okay. Well, the cancel. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. This has to get back into my account today. I need to use my card. you know, and get a new one.
Okay.
So that will be placed back today because it's still, because I just looked now and it just popped up in my thing and it's pending. So that should be able to come, you know, to clear that and have that amount put right back in.
Yes, ma'am. If you've already put in with fraud, then we would need the representative from the fraud department to contact us here, confirming that you won't continue with a fraud claim so that we can go ahead and, while it's still pending, get it voided or get it refunded to you. But if you've already contacted them, reported that as fraud,
I didn't contact them. They contacted me and said, you know, did you make an are very good in, you know, taking care of these things. And yes, I can have, I'll call them and have them take the block off.
Excuse me. Yes, ma'am, and they need to call us. Just when you contact them, let them know that we did cancel the account. And because you requested the refund, please let them know because you informed us that you reported that was indeed a fraudulent charge. Then we would need to have a representative from that fraud department contact us, confirming there won't be any further action with it so that we can go ahead and get you refunded.
All right. I'll do that.
Okay. And they
Thank
will have
you.
You added on the phone call as well.
You what?
They'll have you added in on the phone call.
Holy shit.
Yes,
I have to tell them that.
I'm sorry, what is that again?
I will call them and tell them that they've got to call you. I have to be on with them. Oh,
yes, ma'am.
God.
They naturally will have you on because they would have you to verify your own information.
Yeah. All right. I will call them right away.
All right, ma'am. Is there anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.